It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you with us this morning. With you till 8, and then we'll turn things over to the Greenhouse Show, Maria Anton, to keep you company till 11 this morning. I'll tell you, Cougar Sports Saturday today is going to be a lot of fun because the Cougs are coming off of a win, an improbable win at Allen Fieldhouse against the Kansas Jayhawks this past week. Ranked number 7 in the country, and there's just so much history steeped in that home court and all that happens with Kansas basketball. They've always been one of what we call the Blue Bloods. But BYU pulls out a win, and at 2:30 in the morning in 20-degree weather, BYU fans, student body, youngsters were out there waiting for the plane.
Oh, wow.
And so their first chance to cheer them back onto the court is going to be tonight, as you're listening to this interview, this segment. They're going to be taking on TCU. That game tips at 7, and we'll have the pregame for you at 6 o'clock here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. You see what I brought in today into the studio? That you recognize that?
Yeah.
It's a mug that we had with our mugs on it.
Yeah, right.
From our 2011 Utah State Parks road trip,
right,
where we decided to hit all the state parks. Yeah. At the time, there were only 42, I think.
Yeah,
do I remember
42
right?
42 or 43.
We were going to do – or 43. Yeah. We were going to do 43 parks in 72 hours.
And we did it.
We pulled it off, yep, as bizarre as that sounds. I bring that up now because I'm really looking forward to our next conversation. An announcement was made this week that the Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Joel Ferry had appointed Scott Strong as the new Utah Division of State Parks Director. He's been serving as the interim director for a while. So you've kind of been doing the job for a while, right, Scott?
I have been. I've been doing it since mid-December.
This is a big job. The first thing Russ said to me off the air a minute ago while we were dialing you up was, that's a big job. But you've been around state parks for a while, or at least with natural resources, haven't you?
I have been. I've been with Natural Resources, or the Department of Natural Resources, for 15 years. Mm. And I do want to go back to what you said about this being a big job. It is a big, yeah, big job, but I have to give our staff a huge shout out. They're amazing,
right,
passionate people who love the outdoors. And, you know, you talked about your road show, which I love, too, that you were able to visit so many of our state parks. And we have beautiful state parks, and it's our staff, really, that create those experiences and memories in our Utah state parks.
Well, we can echo that. The governor actually declared a day. We have the proclamation hanging on the wall in my studio at home, a day for the crazy group of folks that joined us on that road trip. But you talk about the passion of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Russ, how many of those did we have to hit in the middle of the night?
Lot of them. But I got to say, I think there was only two parks where we didn't have anybody there at the time, and that was because of us, our schedule.
Yeah.
But, boy, I remember the museum in Vernal.
Right.
Those guys were so excited to see us. That was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and it was a little creepy, quite frankly, because we're walking amongst the dinosaurs in the dark of the night. It felt like, you know, whatever that movie was.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Night at the Museum,
I think is what it was called.
Even better.
Some fantastic people. That was a great trip, and what made it really great was the people we met. The people that greeted us at each park.
And they took us out us out on boats at 2 or 3 in the morning at Red Fleet,
and
we
had
we had flashlights looking for dinosaur tracks. I mean,
a lot of them had food for us.
Yeah. This is a program though, Scott, that sells itself, and the attendance has been nuts for the past few years.
It has. I want to say so many great things about, you know, you talked about the Utah Fieldhouse of Natural History, which is the dinosaur museum that you went to, and Steve Shroka, who is our park manager there, that does, he brings that kind of that history and the museum alive. So when you go to the dinosaurs, he tells these amazing stories, and he doesn't just do that for you or me. He does that for everybody who comes to the museum. But when you talk about our visitation, yes, we've experienced double-digit increases every year as far as percentage-wise of visitation. And last year, we had nearly 12 million people visit Utah State Parks.
That's crazy.
You know why? Because they're the best state parks in the country. And I've been to a lot of state parks out of Utah, and you guys, no question.
Well, the variety of things to see and do, I think, make it almost like, you know, we talk about with the Division of Wildlife, the Cutthroat Slam, where you can go out and get these little medallions that you collect for catching different, you know, different
all that stuff.
Trout, different cutthroat trout of different species. Yeah. The same is true with the state parks. We've talked to people, Scott, that actually have kind of a bucket list where they want to make sure they see them all.
Which is so great. And to your point, I love the medallion that you're talking about with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And to be able to collect that, we're working on a passport. So you'll be able to either collect a sticker, a stamp, or an ink stamp when you go and visit our state parks. And we're also going to do an online version of that as well. Oh. So you'll be able to document that you went to the park and then even share, maybe write down some of your experiences and memories from that visit.
I think the national parks do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They do something similar to that, yeah.
Yeah. I was just reading part of the press release that Devin sent over to us, and it says, from serene hikes up Frary Peak at Antelope Island to exhilarating wakeboarding sessions at Sand Hollow State Park, your devotion to these amazing parks is more than professional. You love this stuff.
Oh, I do. And I love it for myself, but I think one of my cherished experiences or one thing that I love about my job is to take somebody to Utah State Park that's never had that experience before. And whether we go to Antelope Island State Park, which is so close to the Wasatch Front, or if we go to Sand Hollow State Park, but just to immerse them in that experience, let them meet our amazing staff, and then go out and play. And to see somebody who's never done that before and then taking that opportunity, that's just, I can't explain how much joy and happiness that brings to me to see them have that opportunity.
You've had some big shoes to fill in that position, and we have great memories. One of the other crazy adventures that we had was going Idaho to Arizona on ATVs or side-by-sides.
Right.
And that was a dream.
The big ride.
Yep, the big ride. And we actually pulled it off.
You're so right. And one of those big personalities that I think you're referring to is Fred Hayes. Fred was the OHE program manager for a long time and then passed away about 7 years ago in March. But Fred was such an OHV enthusiasm. I too love to get out and, either ride on trails, on my motorcycle, or my ATV. But Fred was so much of a champion when it came to the OHV community.
Well, I'll tell you, he became such a part of our lives, Russ and I, that we attended his funeral, 7 years ago, as you mentioned. But that's why I brought it up, is because he had this dream of being able to do it all off-road, which about 99.8% of it was unpaved for us. But we did it in his honor, really.
And that's so neat. He was an amazing mentor, friend, and an example of just a solid human being.
Yeah.
Who I want to emulate, for sure.
We've only got a little more than a minute left here. How do you protect the parks, from being loved too much? You talk about 12 million people. How do you keep up with that growth? Because obviously you're working on a shoestring most of the time.
Well, our Utah State Legislature has really backed and supported Utah State Parks and given us the tools to be successful. And I would say that we are about responsible recreation and planning for the future. So you've probably heard the phrase of, we love our Utah State Parks to death, but as we plan and look at the future and manage people, which we do, that's a business that we are in as far as, managing our natural resources and people, and we do that so well and blend them together. So I think it's a continuation of that and sharing our vision with our guests and visitors.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time, but we didn't want to go a week without reaching out to you and at least letting you know that we're cheering for you over here and we're big fans of our state park system. So congratulations again.
Thank you. And I look forward to getting you into a park, into a state park, and having those experiences with you, too.
Let's do it. Yeah, we'll actually do some broadcasts from some places. Scott Strong, that is so great. And obviously, he's the right man for the job, the new Utah Division of State Parks director. All right, we're going to take a break. Nobby's back with us next, and we'll do some fish bites here. He's getting ready to go on a big adventure as he targets GTs. 90 pounds or bigger.
I thought he was talking about a car when he said GTs, really.
Yeah, the cost of it, he could buy a car. I'll tell you that.
Most likely, yeah.
Stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors Radio coming up.